Beyond victory, beyond combat in Iraq, what is in sight for the troops?
The blast, even as far away as our building is, still threw me against the wall. Soldiers were stumbling, trying to figure out what was going on. We immediately went to the roof to try and get eyes on what was going on.
What's going on is combat in Iraq. That's how the soldiers see it. That's how the Iraqis see it. What does the Obama administration see in Iraq now that combat operations have ended? The fog of Obama's war policy, an unclear forecast. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A soldier's view of the combat operations in the past month in Iraq. It's Monday, September 27th.
And it looks like that soldier's view is very different from the view at the podium at the White House. But let's get a look at the morning's news. The battle for the Taliban's spiritual homeland is underway in Afghanistan.
This is it. This is where you separate the enemy from the people.
Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Davis is the 101st Airborne, is among the 8,000 American soldiers now battling Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kandahar. Some of the heaviest fighting has been in Zari, that's the hometown of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. U.S. troops are conducting what's known as move-to-contact patrols that have no goal but to draw fire from the Taliban so aircraft can find and kill them. 16 Americans have died in the push so far, with the fighting expected to increase in the coming days. On another front, officials now say about 50 people were killed when NATO helicopters carried out two airstrikes in Pakistan. NATO says the insurgents had attacked an Afghan security outpost near the border.
Israel's moratorium on new construction of West Bank settlements has officially expired. It's the sound of Jewish settlers counting down as they prepare to restart construction in their disputed area, a move that's endangering the peace talks. The Palestinians had threatened to walk away from the talks if the building resumed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to keep negotiating. Abbas, meanwhile, has asked for an Arab League meeting next week, possibly to give diplomatic efforts more time.
And we have election results from Venezuela this morning. Supporters of President Hugo Chavez won a majority of congressional seats, but the opposition secured at least one-third of them. That gives the opposition the ability to block critical legislation and appointments. Here at home, the White House and congressional Democrats say they will again try to extend middle-class tax cuts after the November elections. They've been unable to secure Republican support.
It's a better-than-even chance you've been hurt by this recession. A new report shows the recession has hurt more than half of Americans. The Pew Research Center found 55% either have lost a job, missed a mortgage payment, or have had to borrow money from family or friends to pay monthly bills.
That's an amazing statistic.
It certainly is. Asian markets are up this morning. European indices are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,860. The S&P opens at 1,148. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,381. This hour, we've got a wrap-up of this week's NFL action. We also look ahead with the agenda. There's a lot going on this week, so you can know what will be making news as we go forward. And throughout the morning, we're trying to figure out who is in the middle class. The president embarks on a trip to talk to the middle class. Politicians want to help the middle class. Many people think they're in the middle class, but give us a call. Who is the middle class? Is it you? Dial us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More later this morning.
Actually, in fact, if you actually can define the middle class definitively with a definition that everyone can agree on, you could be a leading economist.
You could win the Lexus here on the Takeaway. So your voice is very... is very kind of calm.
Smoky.
And, yes.
I've got
going
a little bit
here?
Of a sore throat.
A little bit of a sore throat.
I came home from my travels
yeah.
with a little, sounds like
oh,
a little
you didn't go to like some yoga retreat?
No. No, back from Denver. I was in Denver, you remember, at KUVO, KVJZ,
that's
our
right,
friends
that's
in Denver.
Right, that's right.
And, you know, travel kind of knocks you out. When it's business travel.
Yes, yeah. More germs on airplanes than anywhere else. Yeah. We're going to check on Iraq, where American combat operations have ended, but the fighting hasn't. A view from some soldiers. You'll hear the voices in just a few minutes.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.